Chapter 49. Priya was lifted from her spot on the ground and placed in a chair in front of an industrial-looking work terminal. While the computer booted up, Tessa pressed an intercom button. "Extend the communications array," she said. "Make sure to falsify our position and identity." A voice responded momentarily, saying, "Link up complete. We're connected through a false data node in Mumbai. No one will be able to trace us back here." "You're now connected to the web," Tessa said. "Log on to NUMA's classified system, please." Priya tapped away at the keys, speaking at the same time. "I'm not going to be able to get in," she insisted. "They know I'm missing. They probably know you have me. My clearance and access codes will already have been blocked." "I don't expect you to log on like it's another day at the office," Tessa said. "I expect you to use your knowledge of NUMA's systems and hack them so I can watch their every move. And before you think of sending them a message or triggering some alarm, let me tell you that one of my experts is watching everything you do on a remote screen. If you try anything foolish, your friend Joe will never walk again." Priya stared at Tessa. It was hard to believe she could be so brutal, but looking into the cold, malevolent eyes, Priya sensed her captor was capable of following through on every threat she'd uttered. Turning back to the keyboard, Priya went to work, looking for ways to break into the NUMA defenses she'd helped Hiram Yeager update over the last 2 years. The level of her own thoroughness now frustrated her. For half an hour, she tried without success, all the while the interior of the aircraft growing hotter. "This is not going well," Tessa said, now sitting on a fold-out chair on the far side of the fuselage. Priya wiped the sweat from her face, scribbled notes on a pad, and continued to search for a weak link. Finally, she was able to penetrate some of the less protected programs. "I've broken into the travel procurement office." "What good will that do?" Tessa demanded. "I'm not sure," Priya admitted, "but it's a start." She studied the documents available to her. Most were as mundane as rental car receipts and meal vouchers. Then she came upon something that made her heart hurt. "Joe, they're flying your parents to Washington. The tickets were coded under a bereavement program. They've listed you as missing and presumed dead." Joe shrugged. "Mom and Dad will be awfully surprised when I show up and they have to give back all that life insurance money." Priya almost laughed. Almost. "This is all very touching," Tessa snapped. "I need to know more than the travel plans of NUMA families. Where is Kurt Austin, and what is he up to?" "He went back to Washington," Priya said, finding another more pertinent record. "But he's not there now. He's in Crete." While that information meant nothing to Priya, it struck Tessa hard. She stood up suddenly, her dark eyebrows knitting together. "Crete? Why? What's he doing there?" "I have no idea," Priya said. "Paul and Gamay Trout are with him, and the quartermaster's office confirmed the requisition for a dive boat and several deep-sea vehicles, including an ROV, a 3-man submersible, and 2 deep-water atmospheric diving suits." Tessa walked across the fuselage, leaned over Priya's shoulder, and read the records for herself. The look on her face was malevolent. "Find me the reason for this trip. What are they looking for?" "I can't access that information," Priya said. "All the operational reports are too well protected." "Dig deeper," Tessa instructed. "I can't get in any deeper," Priya said. "They'll just detect the attempt and shut us down. Then you'll lose all access." "If that happens," Tessa said, "your problems will be worse than mine." "Use my codes," Joe said from behind them. Priya turned his way. "They're probably still active," Joe said. "No one rushes to clean out a dead man's office or shut down his email or access codes. At least give them a try." "Do it," Tessa snapped. Joe rattled off his codes and Priya entered them carefully. After a short delay, the codes were accepted, giving Priya and Tessa access to everything in the Special Projects database. Priya found the information their captors wanted. She began reading the transcript to Tessa, slowing as she reached the crucial information. Kurt's objective is coded as a deep water wreck, identified as the INS Dakar. The name meant nothing to Priya, but Tessa froze at the sound of it. She read the rest of the information herself. By the time she finished, her previously smug face had been drained of color, though it reddened quickly as anger replaced shock. She turned to the broad-shouldered bearded man. "Put them in the cargo compartment. Then find Volk and meet me up front. We cannot let Austin and his friends dive on that ship."